Bank of Cardiff.
Good morning. My name is Bill O'Connor. I've got a reservation code for a conditional loan approval.
Sure. And what is that number?
2511-0801-0039-3267.
Okay. Let me pull your information up. And Bill, the number you're calling from, is that the business line?
It's one of the business lines.
Okay, perfect.
The main line is 813-650-0535. My cell number is 813-610-7624.
Okay, fantastic. And I'm showing O'Connor Automotive.
That's correct. Now, the good news for you is I don't need $250,000.
Okay. Are you still at the 5211 James Redmond Parkway address in Plant City?
Same address. Have been
okay. Perfect. So what you had received is an offer for financing. And we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to pay off bills and pay some loans and some small loans.
Okay. And what does your business do exactly?
Pay some taxes and pay some cars off.
Yeah. Okay. What does your business do exactly?
We're a used car dealership.
Okay. And you said you've had the business for, was it 15 years?
Yes, that's 2.
Okay. Okay, great. And are you the sole owner over there? Okay, perfect. Did you have an amount in mind you were looking for?
I was looking to try and get $100,000.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans currently?
No, ma'am, not yet.
No, okay.
I do have an application in with another firm.
Mm-hmm. And did they... Nothing.
Loans at the same time.
Oh, okay, good. Do you know who that company was with?
Yes, I can tell you. It's FCT Capital.
Oh, okay. Not familiar with them.
I'm not even.
Okay. What was your time frame for getting the funding?
I needed it.
Pretty soon? Okay, I see. Okay. What?
I applied to this other company, and they strung me along for about 5 days. And now it's at the point where it's critical.
Okay.
I'm at their word that they'd have to be able to fund within 24 hours. And I'm
okay.
5 days later than I need to be.
Okay. Let me ask you. Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you this. What did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Okay, well, what kind of revenue are you talking about? Are you talking about sales or gross or
the gross revenue? Just the gross revenue, so what would show up on your tax return?
All right, let me grab the tax return. I've got it right here. I've got all this.
Okay.
Everybody asked me to get together the car lot. Let's get the car lot returns. Got all this stuff I've amassed.
Yeah. Did they give you any feedback as to why they're not?
2015?
Yes, 2015.
The line 1C. Is that what you want, line 1C? Or?
It's usually the 1120. Are you a corporation?
Yes, I'm an S corporation.
Okay. Okay, so it's 1120S. We'll show the...
Just tell me what line you want. Line 1?
Let me see. It just shows the total revenue of the business. Everything that came in before you paid anything out.
$1,209,399 is the total. Line
okay.
One.
Okay, perfect.
For sales.
Okay, perfect. Now... Right now, what are you averaging on a monthly basis? What's coming in for revenue?
Well, not as much. We're in our slow period of time.
Okay.
It's our slow season.
Okay, that's okay.
So right now, maybe $20,000 or $30,000.
Okay. All right. So what we do is we look at what you did last year, and we'll look at what you have now. Are you very seasonal? I mean, is it a very drastic change during?
It's the car business. You know, we just kick butt and take names January, February, March, April, part of May.
Okay.
And then July, June through December, it's a lot slower.
Okay.
We might do $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 a month.
Yeah.
The first 4 or 5 months of the year, and then the rest of the year do $20,000 or $30,000 a month.
Okay. And why is it slower during those particular months?
Because people don't have the down payments to buy cars, and they've got other things to do. They've got kids graduating from high school, they've got vacations, they've got Christmas. They've putting kids back in school.
Yeah.
The automobile business. I've been in the automobile business for 48 years. It's been like that every year.
Forever. Okay. So for you, what we may want to do, and we usually just look at 6 months of bank statements. I think we should show a year so we can show that you're seasonal, because that will.
Okay. Let me tell you this. We had the same bank for 14 years.
Okay.
We switched in June of 2016. We switched to Mid Florida Credit Union.
Okay.
They've got no fees, and they're open later, and they're closer, and.
Okay.
So we'll have SunTrust Bank from this time last year through May.
Okay.
June, and then starting in June, we opened up Mid Florida. We've had Mid Florida since June.
Okay, that would be fine.
All that, I can fax you tax returns. I can fax you.
Okay.
Everything you want, I've got it all together.
Okay, perfect. So this is what I'm going to do. Do you have an email address where I can send the one-page application and what I need?
B-I-L-L O'Connor, O-C-O-N-N-O-R Automotive, A-U-T-O-M-O-T-I-V-E.
Okay.
Still at O'Connor Auto. It's not A-U-T-O.
Uh-huh. Got it, okay.
Application here on the back of your flyer.
I'm actually going to send you a different one.
Okay.
Okay. Just give me a few minutes. I'll email you what I need. It'll be the 1 year of the bank statements, the tax return. You can just send that first page if you want, so you don't have to send all the pages, and then the one-page application, and we can try and get you as close to the 100,000 as possible.
Okay, and if it only comes in at 80 or something like that, that's okay. But I need
Okay.
I need to move.
Yeah. So give me a few minutes. I'll send this over to you, and we'll see if we can get this push in the front of the line for you.
We cover a couple other issues with you.
Yes.
First of all, what is your name?
Nicole.
N-I-C-O-L-E?
Yes.
And the last name, Nicole?
McFarland.
Is that Scottish?
Irish.
Irish. Well, I'm Irish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, O'Connor. It's 858.
Matter of fact, when I was in Ireland 20 years ago, I met my fifth cousins.
Oh, really? Interesting.
858.
381.
381.
4423.
I've got a couple things to say, Nicole, and I don't mean to be rude or ugly or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
No disrespect intended. If you can't do it, tell me.
If we can't do it, we'll know probably in a day. We'll tell you either way.
Okay. Are you going to be open tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that because of Veterans Day?
Veterans Day, that's right.
Yeah, no, we'll be open. We'll be open.
Okay. I've got a tax lien on me.
Okay.
Department of Revenue for sales tax that I've been on an agreement with them for the last five or six, seven, 8 years. We're making payments on it.
That's perfect.
$168,000 tax lien. It's down to $53,000 or $54,000 that we owe. We're making payments. We're on a payment plan with them.
Perfect. I'll need that, some type of documentation showing the payment plan. That'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. I'll include that in my email.
All right. Is there a fax number for you?
There is. It'll be in my email, but I'll give it to you as well.
Can you put your email address also, and I'll email you the stuff?
Yeah, so I'm going to send you an email right now, and my fax will be on there, the email address, direct phone number, everything. And I'm going to send you a different application.
Okay, and the name of this company is called?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff.
Uh-huh. And we've been around for about 14 years. So we've been around for a while.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Bye.